Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know, when an adult insults you, it's almost easier to brush off because you think they're just being hateful and bitter or, you know, whatever it is.
They're mad about something going on in their life, right?
But when a kid insults you, it just hits different because you know there's an element of truth to it and they're just, like, they don't know that they're being insulting for the most part. They're just saying it out of general curiosity and you know that it's probably just real.
I mean, most of what you're saying is right, but sometimes a kid knows.
Well,
like a kid knows what they can get away with, too, right?
Yeah.
Let's not act like some kids just don't want to twist the knife a little bit.
1-800-330-9999. When has a child insulted you? What did they say? This weekend was very eye-opening for me. This was a conversation I had with my older daughter, Hayden, last night.
Mm.
Say that again. What did you just say? But, like, are they supposed to be that low or not?
What was supposed to be low?
My chest.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, well.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Hayden is young and perky and just fresh and young.
Yeah,
and she doesn't understand.
I mean, yeah, she's going to be 13.
Right. Yes. She's a child.
So, yeah, she's a baby.
So she doesn't understand why mommy looks the way she does. And here's the thing is, like, you know, moms and daughters, like, you're naked in front of each other all the time, you know? So I see her just, like, looking at me and she's like, but why are they like that?
Yeah.
And I was like, because I birthed you and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I
went gravity, through, mostly.
Yeah. And
right.
This is what happens. And then she had so many more questions about how she could make hers never look
right.
like
how
mine.
How is never going to happen to
how
her?
How is this never going to look
like that is
like
innocent,
mine?
Right? She's looking out for herself. She's a little bit nervous about these things,
and
right?
And then she asked, she's like, well, how about Zia, my sister?
Mm-hmm.
Zia's don't look like yours. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, well.
Now that hurts.
Right.
Hurts more.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
And it was one of those conversations that you need to have with your child as a mom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have questions.
Right.
But inside, you're just slowly dying.
What was your answer, by the way, between you and your sister?
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody,
okay.
You know, like, just because we're sisters doesn't mean. And then she said, she's like, well, I hope mine look like Zia Laura.
Oh,
like, oh,
good.
Cool. That's, thanks, Hayden.
Yeah, who would have known that she'd be the favorite aunt for that reason?
Right. Exactly. She's like, well, Zia had two babies, too. I get it. I get it, Hayden.
You know what? She made the statement of the question I was going to ask. I was like, you know, is she that far along with it? But okay.
All right. No, things are different. And it's just one of those things. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, like, how do you respond to that? And then it like, makes you feel sad. And then you're like online. You're like, do I need better bras? When the last time I went bra shopping? Well, is this what all people think about me when they see me?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite a night.
Do you ever have a kid insult you?
I mean, nothing like that. I mean, I don't have breasts.
Yeah.
So, you know, usually that. I mean, it's usually something about just the fact that I don't move quick enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, you know, if they're standing behind me and they can see a spot through my hair or something like that, I'd be like, there's nothing back there. And they'll be like, oh, no, you're right. There is nothing back there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did kid ever insult you?
Yes, my child has insulted me. Just yesterday, I was helping my husband put up a bunk bed, and I was going on top, and then all of a sudden, my says, oh, no, it's going to break. And my husband ends up laughing at me.
Mm.
Oh, he said you're going to be because you're too big. I see.
Yeah.
It's so hurtful.
Yes.
It is hurtful.
Yeah.
It might have been accurate.
No, but it's not accurate.
It's a bunk bed. It's made for a child.
No, not always.
Yes.
Was it constructed of 2x4s? Because if it's not, it's made for a child.
I mean, if you bought it at IKEA, it's definitely coming down.
Yes, you know, be nice trying to fix the bed, their first bunk bed. And yeah, that just pops right out of his mouth.
Yep.
So innocently.
Right.
Yep. Thanks, son.
1-800-330-9999. When was the last time a child insulted you? Oh, sadness. Kids are hurtful. They don't even mean to be. That sometimes they insult you and it just hits different because you know there's an element of truth to it, right?
Right. Well, there's no, they didn't think about it before they said it, right? It just came right out of their mouth, straight from the gut, really.
Yeah. Like my daughter Hayden asked me why my chest is so saggy and is it supposed to be like that? That was fun.
That's
yep.
Not nice.
Dakota, my 3-year-old, tells me all the time, Mommy, you breath so stinky.
Wow.
All the time. Yep.
Thanks.
When was the last time a child insulted you? 1-800-330-9999.
I mean, toddlers live on pureed carrots and peas. That is an insult.
about 10 years ago. A child told me I had wrinkly hands, and I was 54 years old. I never thought my hands were wrinkly.
Yeah, and it make you self-conscious right at that moment. You were like, I got to get some lotions.
And, like, what are you supposed to do? There's nothing you can do to your hands.
No, you don't Botox wrinkles on your hands, no.
Although I did see at my dermatologist, they're offering things now for your hands.
What?
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, I thought that was really interesting because they say you can tell somebody's age by their hands.
Mm, you get an index finger lift.
Yeah.
That seems weird and excessive, but right.
That is so funny.
Thank you for the call.
Hand age ain't nothing but a number. Enjoy your day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did a child insult you?
Oh, last night. My daughter was rubbing my belly and asked me if I ate too much food.
Well, I mean, in your defense, it was just Thanksgiving. So.
And in her defense, we're probably all eating too much.
All of us.
It's cumulative. The answer is yes, but it's been for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for noticing, dear.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did a child insult you?
So they asked me what year I was born, and I said 1985, and they said, oh my God, I can't believe you're still alive.
Maybe they meant 1885?
Dude, what were the dinosaurs like? Right? Anna and Raven, when did a kid insult you?
One time, my cousin, we were in the basement, and he had a flashlight. And so my cousin starts rocking back and forth, and he's pointing the flashlight between himself and me. And he's like, flashlight, flashlight, what do you see? And he says, I see doo-doo. looking at me. And that was, I wanted to slap his head off,
right.
But I didn't. But it
then I pile-drive that six-year-old right, into the cement floor.
Okay.
Right. Lesson learned. I'm 24. It's Thanksgiving. Good night, six-year-old cousin.
Stuff went down in the basement.
Did.
Yeah, back at my old house, we used to play war in the basement, right?
Of course.
So we would go downstairs, me and all my cousins, on every holiday, and we would turn off all the lights. And then essentially what it became was we would just throw things at each other.
Beat the heck out of each other. Right.
Yeah, we would just fight each other like it was like some kind of royal rumble. And I think back on it, like, our parents knew and, like, never said a word.
Yeah.
They were just happy that we were in the basement and not bothering them.
They didn't care whatsoever. They were opening up the house wine. Didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basement was wild.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's an insult that a child said to you?
My 8-year-old nephew said to me over this weekend, why aren't you married yet?
Right.
Why aren't you married yet? It's a valid question.
These are the questions that his parents are probably asking on the drive over there,
mm-hmm.
right? Or he remembers it from the last party that you guys left. How come he isn't married yet? I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.